Good morning and welcome to another edition of Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone with Public Affairs Specialist Barbara Dabb and a half-hour focus on the issues, the people, and events happening here in Middle Tennessee. Today, so you fall in love with someone, commit to a long-term relationship, and a few years you realize your partner drives you crazy. What's going on here? We spoke with Susan Hammond's wife, a Nashville area counselor, to learn more about what makes relationships tick and how an innovative therapy technique can help you better understand your significant other. Then later, this week marks the anniversary of last year's Deepwater Horizon Deepwater Horizon oil rig disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. And even though the oil has stopped gushing to the surface, the long-term impact is still unclear. We spoke with Carl Safina, author of A Sea in Flames, The Deepwater Horizon Oil Blowout, who spent months on the ground chronicling the disaster. He offers some provocative commentary on what went wrong and who is to blame. That and much more on Zone About Town from 104.5 The Zone.
Welcome, everybody. Good morning. I hope you're all awake because I have somebody here you're going to definitely want to crank up the volume, get a cup of coffee, relax, and listen to Susan Hammonds-White. She's a licensed professional counselor practicing here in the Nashville area, and she's also a certified Imago therapist. So we're going to learn about Imago therapy. Susan, it's so great to have you here.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you know, I always love, like, everybody that comes in to talk to me, which is why I do what I do, but really, you're here to talk about our relationships, Imago therapy, which is a technique for helping us sort of make sense of our primary relationships.
Absolutely.
And learn why we drive ourselves crazy and our spouses and significant others crazy and all kinds of stuff, which for anybody who's been in a relationship that's lasted longer than the weekend, I think I think that it's something we can all relate to. True?
Absolutely.
Well, great. Tell me, I guess, first of all, it's Imago therapy.
Imago.
Which, tell us a little bit in a nutshell what that is. It's a couple's technique for
it's
for helping couples.
Technique, and Imago is a word that means image. Mm-hmm. And basically what we think happens is that we pick our partners, and in part because they have something of an image of the people that we grew up with.
I got it.
And then we try to make them do what we didn't get when we were growing up.
Okay, so we're all attracted to someone who maybe it obviously replicates, could be a parent or a sibling or
exactly
whatever. And
right.
But of course, this is all unconscious.
It's unconscious.
We're not walking around there looking for mom or dad.
Not at all. I'm attracted to someone because they're cute, they're fun, they have a great job or whatever it might be. And unconsciously, they also carry some of these other qualities that we don't quite know about right then.
Right. So even though we think we have free will to choose people, we really don't. I mean,
not completely.
Yeah, these patterns right. are sort of with us. And now I want to talk a little bit about it, but what I'm curious about is, does that also apply to other close people in our lives, friends and people that we also sort of tend to gravitate towards? Or is this really primarily what happens with that, you know, love interest or romantic person?
As far as we understand, it's really, really the person that you're close to in terms of your romantic interests mm-hmm. that this plays out a lot. You will pick up some kinds of things in other relationships, but never with the intensity that you're going to run into.
Right. And of course, it's that intensity that mm-hmm. Is what drives us all crazy with each other.
Right.
So we're all out there re-examining and revisiting some of the family dynamics that maybe didn't get completed or healed.
Right.
And so we're trying to play that out with our spouse.
One of the things that we say in Imago, the Imago theory says that what we are doing is healing unfinished business by choosing our partners.
I like that. That's a very positive spin.
It's very positive. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Because, you know, obviously we're maybe trying to self-medicate with this particular person.
Right. We're trying to make it better.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that because, you know, you know, none of us get married thinking that we're going to get divorced or that it's not going to work out. We all have these, you know, fairy tale notions of what married life is going to be like. And then you get in it and several years down the road and you've got some real life hitting you in the face.
Right. And it's not what I hear a lot is people say, you're not what I expected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's this sense of kind of underlying disappointment that begins to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And out of disappointment, there can be resentment, and then there can be kind of criticism that you begins to creep into the relationship. And when you criticize your partner, what your partner's brain does is shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Your partner's brain goes into fight or flight.
Yeah.
And they can't hear you, and they get defensive, and then maybe they criticize you, and then your brain goes into fight or flight. And there you are, and you can't hear each other anymore. So what we try to do with Imago is to teach you the skills to be able to avoid going to that place.
Right.
Or if you go to it, learning what to do in order to get out of it. Because you have to be able to listen to each other to be able to do the work of relationship. And we believe that relationships are work, that you have to really believe and commit to doing the work of making a relationship work.
Right. I'm speaking with Susan Hammons-White. She's a licensed professional counselor here in the Nashville area, and she's also a certified Imago therapist. And we're talking about Imago therapy and how it's a technique for couples to learn to better understand each other and make sense of why we're attracted to the people we're attracted to and why they drive us the most crazy.
Exactly.
Which, you know, you're right. I mean, the person that you love the most is often the one that drives you the craziest.
Mm-hmm.
It take us through a little bit. We talked earlier about sort of the stages in a long-term relationship,
mm-hmm.
which, you mm-hmm. know, starts with that initial,
right.
Wow, he's cute. I want to give him my number. So what happens after that?
Well, we call that first stage romantic love.
Mm-hmm.
And what you want to know about romantic love is that you are on drugs. There are actually pheromones and peptides that are being produced by your brain, and they are produced by the presence of your romantic interest.
Mm.
And the tricky thing about it is these are wonderful feelings, you know, the walking on air and the love songs,
sure.
and all those wonderful things, but they get used up.
Mm-hmm.
Those peptides and pheromones get used up. And after a while, you move into what we have identified as the second stage of relationship, which is the power struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And the power struggle can be very volatile and intense, or it can be kind of subdued. But all relationships go through this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a, you know, that first stage is about how we're alike, how we're merged.
Right.
The second stage begins to be about, well, I'm sort of different from you, and you're not quite what I expected,
yeah.
and why don't you come over here and do it my way?
Uh-huh.
You know? And you can, when you get to that place, that's where relationships often founder.
Right. You know, I was going to say, you could get stuck in that power struggle for a lot of years.
You get stuck for a lot of years, or you decide, I married the wrong person. You know, I'm just going to find Mr. Right or Ms. Right, because I obviously married the wrong person. So you break up, find someone else, and you will go through the whole thing again.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what relationships do. Or you can go into what we call a parallel relationship. And that's where you kind of settle. You're okay. You live together. You maybe have kids. You have sex every now and then, whatever. But it doesn't have that connection and intensity that you really long for.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can do the work of relationship and move into what we call real love or mature love,
mm-hmm.
by having awareness and skills. And Imago is about skills. It's really about teaching couples how to converse, how to have a really extraordinarily high level of ability to communicate with each
mm-hmm.
other.
But it's not just skills. I mean, it's sort of using those skills to kind of get at what's really going on underneath.
To get at what's going on underneath, exactly.
Because I would think, yeah. you know, from what you're saying, you're attracted to someone who maybe replicates some unfinished business in your childhood, and through
right.
these techniques and skills and communicating,
right.
you get at what that is.
Exactly.
So a lot of healing, I would assume, can go on.
Very much
can
so.
Heal some childhood wounds by really looking at how that's being played out.
Right.
Through
right,
the years in
right.
your relationship.
So very often,
wow.
Barb, one of the things that happens is that the thing that I most want, the thing that I most missed in my growing up, is often the thing that it's hardest for my partner to give.
Mm-hmm.
And in giving that gift, what happens is my partner grows a part of himself
mm-hmm.
that he didn't have the opportunity to grow, and vice versa. So we become more complete and full human beings by going through this process with each other and by staying committed to the work.
Right, right. You can't walk away from it right when it gets the most difficult. No. That's when I would assume that's kind of a sign that there's work that needs
to
be done.
There's work that needs to be done, exactly. And that's the time to really say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go through and do this work.
And, wow. Yeah. It's very powerful, and it must be extremely rewarding to watch couples kind of, you know, find each other again after going through some really difficult
struggles. It's the best thing in the world. It makes me so happy to be able to be part of a change like that in a person's life. It's a real reward.
Well, and it's you know, it's interesting because I would think that, you know, through the long term of a real long term relationship, I mean, do couples kind of cycle through this stuff repeatedly? In other words, you know, you have periods in your relationship where you're, you know, close and connected, and other times where you're not, and then you have more times where you have a power struggle over maybe a difficult issue, and so you kind of revisit some of this stuff, I would think. And I guess the goal is really to learn these skills for navigating those times.
Exactly.
You don't want to get rid of it completely.
No, you're going to run in, everybody runs into difficulties. I mean, that's life.
Right.
Life is not easy. We all have things that we run into.
Sure.
But having the commitment and the skills to deal with it.
I've been speaking with Susan Hammonds-White. She's a licensed professional counselor and a certified Imago therapist. And Susan, if someone wants to get in touch with you or get more information about Imago therapy, what's your website address?
My website is my name. It's SusanHammondsWhite.com.
How simple.
Very
no,
simple.
No dash between
no
the Hammonds
dash.
And the White.
No dash. Just
all
common
right.
word.
And where can we get more information about Imago therapy? Because there's a separate website for
right.
that.
GettingTheLoveYouWant.com. Yeah.
Love that title. GettingTheLoveYouWant.com or SusanHammondsWhite.com. That's Hammonds with two M's in the middle. And Susan, as always, it's so wonderful to talk to you. I'm glad we finally got a chance to sit down and do this and get your message out, because I think it's never a bad time to work on your relationship and work on yourself. So it's a message for all time. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you,
I really
Barb.
Appreciate it.
It's been great.